This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm
hurt, worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better get some first when you get hurt, worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better get some first when you get hurt, worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better get some first when you get hurt, worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better get some first when you get hurt, first thing I pick my pony. Then I'm all about the promotion. The boxing voice, I cause commotion. The way I train, it's like a whole guy knows. Pause, explosive, ain't you the target. I'm so focused and guarded. Ness, if I catch him open, I hope I don't just send him to see his maker. You don't got no stuff. Let them hands go, like a Bojo said. Tag that jaw, I'll leave him frozen. Middle pressure, footwork, and fake emotions. Hook to the body, make two drop both hands. It hurt, it work, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better catch me first. If I catch you, then it's gonna get worse. You know, 12 OZs, watch me go berserk. I'm finna get him hurt. Worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better catch me first.
But you leaving with a friend. Hope you really came to work, even if we on they turf. When I see your bitch, I'ma sway first. Situation went up, it's lit. Tell the top with your feet. Gang hit, make the other man miss. You don't wanna get punched. Hit, swallow blood with your spit. Swung at your chin, but I caught you in the lip. Border was coming, time to take a trip. Border was coming, time to take a trip. All I see is ops coming up through the ranks. Aiming at the top spot, money in the bank. Two fights, see go, pack your bags, hit the road. Coast to coast, state to state, TVB round the globe.
Hurt, worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better catch me first. When you get hurt, worse, I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better catch me first. I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better catch me first when you finna get hurt. I'm putting in that work. Boy, you better catch me first when you finna get hurt.
Hurt. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Boxing Voice presents Border Wars, September 14th. Back to business, Border Wars, get in the ring and swing. USA Boxing approved sanctioned fight. You must get your USA Boxing book and have your USA Boxing license in order to rock and roll as an amateur on our card. If you have that, then you're more than welcome to join the card and get in the ring and swing and show us exactly what you can do. Hopefully, boxing is your thing since you get in there, right? Today, we are back with a quick update on our Border War series. We do this show every Wednesday here on TBV, and we bring you a little update on everything that is Border Wars. This time around, The update is going to include some footage from fighters that have been, you know, needing to submit some footage. And also, you know, information on tickets, which are available now for purchase. We have digital tickets available for those that are interested in attending. But if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. Putting this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know, we rock out not only twice a day, but that we do also USA Boxing fights around here. You know, this will be the first one for this year. So if you're looking to join, you still have time, and we can still match you up. We use the Conquer Club to match. So, you know, the quicker you sign up, the quicker we can get you matched up. Speaking of matches, looks like we may have an opponent for Big Bay Quinn. Looks like he, you know, is almost close to getting an opponent. He just has to decide. Is he happy with the opponent that was presented to him? And if that's the case, we got ourselves a fight. Big Bay Quinn obviously is a southpaw. And, you know, he's a tall, lanky character that it was a bit difficult to get him a fight for a guy that hadn't, you know, had any fights yet. He looks a bit of a natural, but it seems like we may have something for him. But we also have the footage of Alex Vega and Rocky. Both went and visited Keem the Dream. Both got some sparring. So we got tape of both guys, you know, and Keem did not take it easy with anyone. And we'll be showing that as well. We should be also getting a check-in from Adrian, who is our man on the ground in Wisconsin, our contact guy, the person that, you know, is helping coordinate everything here alongside DEFCON. And, yeah, we have a celebrity boxing match that I want to announce. Now, this one isn't officially done, but it's looking like we're close to that as well. Now, this particular gentleman had already fought on Zab Judah's celebrity boxing event, and he was able to pick up a win there. And we should be getting those details today. But for our celebrity boxing fight, we have Cordero Bowen taking on Victor Cologne in the 145-pound division. And we're just waiting for that to be finalized. And we also have the opponent for Big Bay Quinn is going to be Curtis Dunbar. He's 0-2, so he's lost two times. He's only 20 years old. And he has the experience over Big Bay, but he did lose two times. So we'll see if Big Bay takes it. Right now, Big Bay is, you know, reviewing the footage of his potential opponent. And if he decides to accept, then, you know, we have ourselves a fight. But let me get here to some of this footage. And I think we showed Alex Vega and Rocky working out together. So we're going to show Keem the Dream and Rocky getting it in. And here is that sparring.
Hey,
Akeem in the red shorts with the triple jab, left hook, and uppercut. So like I said, Akeem, you know, not going light, not going too hard, though. You can tell he's working with Rocky, but he's got to put something there and let him know this is a real fight. Very controlled, as you can see, Akeem right in the pocket, putting the pressure on on Rocky. Fix your audio. Good right hand there from Akeem. Now, remember, Akeem fights at 168. Rocky's the heavyweight, so, oh, uppercut from Akeem. But this is the type of sparring you need. You need to know that you're in a fight, that you're going to be getting hit like this. And if you're sparring someone this experienced, then fight night should be a walk in the park. Good right hand from Rocky.
Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right.
Oh, good right hand from Rocky. Damn. Rock King. Another right hand to the body. Okay, Rocky getting loose. He got tied again, punched. Another right hand to the body. Good right hand up top. Uh-oh, he right hand happy.
Rocky likes to switch level, too. Up and down, body and head. That's good.
Keem keeping that mental pressure on him, constantly in front of him. And that's why I don't like sparring like this, because there's no ropes. But shout out to Rocky. Letting his hands go a lot, way more than what I expected. And that was one round. But looks like we're joined by
he's
Adrian.
Fighting James Benitez.
Correct.
Right?
You doing audio only?
Oh, hold on. I didn't realize my camera wasn't on. My camera's on, brother.
Yeah, it must be your service then. We don't see you. Yeah, that's that Wisconsin service. But, hey, fill us in, man. Tell us all about this celebrity matchup that you were able to lock in.
All right, all right. So we had ourselves a celebrity come on. And, so he's from Little Women, Atlanta. His name's Wuda Cordero-Born. He actually came to Milwaukee last weekend, came to the pro fights where, Border Wars alumni Jerome Lambert fought, made his return fight. He came out for that, trained a little bit with me at the gym, hit the mitts. The amateur event we had where Border Wars is going to be the very next day. Cool guy. So we got him set up with a Victor Colon, a young kid from out here in Wisconsin. He had one fight previously against one of my fighters, which ended up not going to the distance. So we got that fight locked in, sealed. It's okayed by both parties on Conquer Club. So if you're not on Conquer Club, get yourself on Conquer Club so I can get you matched up and locked in for sure. But it looks to be an interesting fight. It should be a good fight. Holding pads for Wuda. He can box. He can box. He's definitely been training for a while. Did well in the pads, moved around the ring well, had decent defense. Didn't get a chance to spar him at all because I didn't have the time. But, that looks to be like it's going to be a very fight. Moves very well, very youthful for being in his 30s.
For sure. And it seems like we were able to find Big Bay Quinn a fight, our Southpaw. Community member that's been updating us with lots of footage. He seems ready to rock and roll. What did you get on tap for him?
Well, for can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. On tap for him, I got another kid coming out of the same gym that we got the fight for. Wuda is he's got two fights. His name is, I believe, let me check. I don't want to murder his name. I believe it's Colin Dunbar. That's who we're looking at matching up. He wants to fight Big Bay Quinn. Big Bay Quinn is just waiting for some training footage, so I am collecting that. He has seen the footage of Big Bay Quinn, and they have accepted that fight. That kid is 20 years old. He's got two fights, and both fights he lost.
Mm. All right. What other updates you got for us?
All right, so we got a lot of stuff. As I'm sure Ness said, we are being officially sponsored by the WBC Amateur Program. So shout out to Ness for making that happen and getting us connected. WBC hats, medals. They even sent an official WBC replica belt.
Nice.
Beautiful. It's a gorgeous belt.
So is that for our main event, or are we doing that for Fight of the Night?
I believe we're going to do that for Fight of the Night. I'm going to be sending you a rough version of what we're getting. There will be Border Wars belts for everybody who participates. Shout out to one of our main sponsors, Camarena Drywall, for supplying us with the sponsorship to get the belts. So the belts will be looking nice. I'll be sending you a picture of what those are. And, you know, it's definitely going to be nice. So no matter what, if you get in the ring and swing and you win, you can still walk home with some hardware.
Nice.
As we talked about before as well, we have the Carbon Steakhouse as our sponsor. They are sponsoring for us to, you know, have a good time, hang out with TBV, hang out with Ness, you know, watch some boxing together in a private setting. Really nice. So we got that going on. I'm trying to think of what else we got going. Now, it is a possibility. I did run into Chino at the professional event. There is a possibility Chino might make his return to Wisconsin this Border Wars. It seems he's gotten past whatever injury. He said he might be interested in taking a fight. So that could possibly happen.
With
who,
though?
You can find him an opponent.
Is it going to be somebody you're going to find, or does he want, like, a Sean or something, or is Sean all completely out, even if Chino's on the table?
I believe Sean is completely out. Chino's basically told me he'll take this off a few-week training camp. So there is that going on. I would be looking to match him, hopefully, with someone from the community. We also – I just – quick question, Ness. Did we have a heavyweight looking for a fight? Did we some heavyweights that were reaching out? Because I did get
I did get
a hit on a heavyweight that would be interested in fighting.
We got Supermax, obviously, and then we have your heavyweight that was looking for a fight.
Yep.
And
he can't fight Chino because he's too young. He's 27. Chino's 41, 42. So that would hinder us from making that fight.
Chino and CYP could happen.
Yeah.
Only if CYP does 203 plus, you know.
Right. No, most definitely. But yeah, that's definitely a fight.
What else would you have in mind for Chino? I mean, man, wouldn't Supermax take that?
I mean, I personally think that would be a good fight. Chino off of injury in 3 week training camp, you know, he wouldn't be in shape like he would be if he had taken, you know, the 90 days or the 8 weeks to get ready. So I think that if, you know, Supermax was still down for it, I'm just not sure. Talking to him, it seemed like he maybe had some other things going on, but I do think that on Mexican Independence Day, that would be a great fight for the community.
Mm. Damn, so what do you have lined up for Chino then? That's crazy.
Well, I got this Marcos Valdez. Jerome Lambert hooked me up with him. He seems to have his own, I don't know what to call it, like, you know, in the let's see here. Like backyard, right? Not like us. Like we're through USA Boxing, but it seems like he has some sort of league where they do some backyard stuff. And Jerome has talked him into possibly crossing over and fighting on the TBV platform through USA Boxing. I think that could be a good fight. He's also a heavyweight. I think that would be really good for Chino. I mean, again, you know, Mexico versus Mexico. And we know what Chino brings to the table, and I'm sure this guy, if he's got his own thing going on, you know, he must have a little something.
Yeah, man, Well, let's hope we could get something for Chino. That would be a big fight, man. Wow, I wish Supermax would take that. That's crazy. That's a good fight right there. How old is Chino these days?
I believe Chino, he's a year old, a year or two older than me, 41, 42. So he is definitely all in the masters now. Mm-hmm. Before he was young enough that he could do elite or masters, but now he has to do masters solely by itself.
When was his last fight?
Whew. I want to say at least 6 months ago.
Wow.
Six to nine.
Man, who else do we got in that heavyweight division?
And another thing, too, some of you guys in the community, make sure that you're on Conquer Club. Because some of you guys I'm having a hard time finding in there to match up. James Benitez, Rocky Rodriguez. I can find James. I don't know where Rocky is. So maybe unless you got a different name, I'll look through the weight classes and everything. So if you're, I know you guys are good to go. I see you out here putting the work in. You're doing a great job in sparring, but I just need you to drop your information into Conquer Club so I can get that signed, sealed, and delivered on the books.
Yeah, man. So the WBC already sent the sponsorships, the belts and stuff, or are you still waiting for that to arrive?
I got all of it. They sent it to me within days.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So any other, the tickets, you got the ticket info. You want to give that and let everybody know how we can purchase tickets?
Yep, so we have all the tickets out there. We have it connected digitally. Ness has the link. He can show it to you on the screen. I have dropped the link in the iPhone chat. I believe I dropped it in the Facebook chat. So it's really, really important that you guys follow that. So right now we got $40 general admission seats. We have $75 VIP seats. We are going to be doing VIP tables, but you do need to inbox us about those. Every VIP table will come with a complimentary beverage. Okay, so you will get that bottle service that you are used to from the previous Border Wars. It'll just look a little bit different, obviously for just the reasons of how we have to present it. But we have two and three people VIP tables. We're gonna have some bigger ones, so five ones that seat, I believe, five, and then some that seat eight. You are going to have to just look up the prices online, or you might need to inbox us for those tables, because we're really only going to set up the tables based on people who are buying them. We're not just going to have them sitting out there. So get your tables ahead of time, because at some point we will cut off the amount of tables that we put out there so there's enough seating for general admission as well. Did you get that barcode that I sent you, Ness?
The other day?
Yep, the link. Yep. So Ness will put it up there. You guys can now purchase your tickets. Get them while they're good, especially VIP tickets. If you're coming and traveling, you're definitely going to want to have the best seat in the house.
You could just scan the QR code on the screen, and you're able to purchase tickets. Once again, we're looking for a heavyweight now for Chino. Chino's a ticket seller, man. Who wants to step in there with Chino, bro? Good fight. You're going to be going against a hometown roaring crowd for Chino, for sure.
Chino just needs his Edgar Belanga. You know, there's a lot of Puerto Ricans fighting. Let's find a heavyweight one. You know, That's what we need. We need the Edgar.
I mean, we can certainly build to that. You know, if we could get Chino a fight, worst case scenario, if Rocky wins, you know, Chino's got an opponent, Puerto Rican one. Benitez wins, Chino's got an opponent, you know, half Puerto Rican one. So either way, we good.
Nah, definitely. And we got some other exciting stuff. in store for you guys. Me and George right now are going to be making fight shirts. So that we will be making t-shirts with the, if you look in the background, my background, it will have that picture, the official Border Wars Saturday, you know, Saturday, September 14th, back to business. So we will have limited supply of t-shirts to get so you can remember the event and, you know, so you can wear it to the event, you know, order them ahead of time, get one to wear to the event while you're there.
Word. Well, I think that wraps it up. Anything else you want to add before we close out? We're back every Wednesday for a Border Wars update. Remember, tickets are now on sale. Just rewind back and scan the QV code. Get your VIP seats, you know, and your general admission. And you can still sign up if you have your USA Boxing book and get this fight on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to keep some slots open for you guys in the community on the card. If you have not dropped any of your information into Conquer Club yet, I need you guys to drop it into Conquer Club. If you have paid Ness, you have a fight lined up, drop it into Conquer Club. Remind me of what your fight is. I like to go through things with a fine tooth comb just because I have a lot of other things going on besides this.
Uh-oh, we lost Adrian. But on that note, TBV, catch us on the next one. Peace.